Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Porrick, thank you very much indeed for that. Voters in Limerick City and County made history in June of this year as they chose John Moran to become Ireland's first directly elected mayor. The five-year role involves the mayor setting the budget for local government, having a direct line to cabinet ministers on issues like local infrastructure, and includes a salary of €152,000 with up to five support staff. So as he approaches 100 days in office, Drive Time's John Cook spent a day in the life of the mayor of Limerick to find out what difference the new role can make. And John is with me now. Was it an early start for you, John?
It was, Cormac, and it usually is, I'm told, for the Mayor of Limerick, who invited me along to various events and meetings he hosts and attends from early morning through to late night, a schedule John Moran says he was used to in his previous job as Secretary General of the Department of Finance. He was also keen to make an early impression in this historic role when he was sworn in on June 21st by setting out 101 tasks for his first 101 days in office. So as that day approaches, I join the Mayor of Limerick in his top floor office at Limerick City Hall to admire views of the river and the Treaty City, as well as his four-legged friend, Cormac, because I was surprised that his first question to me and to everybody is, are you okay around dogs? John, what's the name of the dog?
Henri. He's the first dog at Limerick.
Did people know they were getting a first dog when they elected a first directly elected mayor, do you think?
Oh, they did, because he came to the count.
He's a red setter. How long have you got him?
He's a red setter. We've had him about 3 years now.
Is he always in the office?
He comes to the office on the days when I'm a lone parent. So if Damien's up in Galway, he comes to the office for those days. And some other days he tries to sneak in as well.
And how's it going down with everybody else? He's friendly anyway. Nobody minds?
He's actually been really important here. Because he's always a great, as you found out, a great icebreaker.
This is where it all happens. Just tell me about your morning so far and where it started.
We tend to do 8 o'clock meetings now. Because it gives me an extra half hour, an hour. Every morning. This morning was with Linda Ledger from St. Munchan's Community Centre. We're discussing the governance, basically, of community operations, particularly on the north side. Then we have our own meeting about 9:15, myself and Rory, and we talk about the mayoral programme that's being developed at the moment.
You've got 5 years to prove yourself, but you did set yourself targets, 101 targets for the first 101 days, and you say you didn't think you'd meet them all. What highlights have there been in these first 3 months?
Okay, I think the first thing that was really a highlight for me was actually allowing the people to understand the difference that the mayoral office can make. So we painted up some railings, we're painting the bollards, we cleaned up some of the areas in Limerick that hadn't been probably given enough love in the first...
Couldn't the council do that already?
Yeah, and they are doing some of that, but it's actually trying to focus it around a delivery date. So rather than just having an ongoing maintenance, it's picking areas and saying, let's go and attack those and clean them up.
You brought a beach to Limerick.
And everybody's talking about the beach in Limerick, which is part of showing... Well, basically, we closed down one of the areas on the main street where for the local residents to just have a new park, basically, for themselves, like the Italian piazzas that we all love when we go on holidays. And kids got to play in it, and indeed some adults like myself got to sit in deck chairs. We had a big residence dinner on the last night. The opera festival came out and played. We had an ice cream van. We had Pilates. And it was just changing people's minds about how spaces work in Limerick.
That's the first dog of Limerick, Henri, and his master John Moran there. But it's not all urban beaches or a walk in the park with the dog for the new mayor, John. What else happened?
No, there were many more pressing issues he campaigned on, and many people I met during the day raised problems they'd like him to help tackle, from health issues and local crime to promoting the Midwest economy and providing housing. After meetings with council management and staff in the mayor's office, our next stop was the boardroom, as the mayor let me sit in on a meeting with the Argentinian ambassador.
Hello.
This is John.
I'm Ana Laura Cachaza. I'm the ambassador of Argentina to Ireland.
Did you meet the dog?
Yeah. We wanted to, of course, meet the mayors, also explore possibilities of cooperation between Limerick and cities in Argentina.
So my name is Nadia Collins, and I work to support the mayor in delivering his mayoral programme and ensuring that we get him to all the right places at the right time, and that we don't fulfil his diary too much where he doesn't have time to spend time with his loved ones. So we're just trying to organise a little walkabout. We've got nationally a big issue, obviously, with vacancy and dereliction. We have a really good team here in Limerick Council, getting people on the derelict site register, levying them, but obviously we want them to get back into use.
Housing, one of the biggest issues, no doubt, one you heard a lot about in the elections. Is there something that you can actually do as mayor now?
So the idea we had in the programme is that we would bring in a form of modular housing, but it would be intended to be a short-term housing for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, while the system is actually building the permanent structures. Okay. And that, we think, is a couple of thousand units required here in Limerick, so we've been looking at state lands.
Okay, that housing is almost, sometimes takes as long as regular housing. To put all these modular houses in place before actually putting permanent housing in place, how much will that cost?
Well, it'll be several hundred million. You know, the reality is that we will keep doing this until such time as rents come down.
And any feedback from government on that yet?
They've been positive. I mean, we've got a working group that we're setting up with the Department of Housing. We've got, in fact, I have a meeting later today with the architect that has just been assigned to this full time here in Limerick City Council. And then we can start driving on once we've got some staff.
Also in the diary for the Mayor of Limerick was a meeting of Discovery Limerick, the council's designated company for its tourist sites. And as we broke for lunch, John Moran told me he was due a return visit to St Munchan's Community Centre in Killeely, where the food was great and the company even better, as Chief Executive Linda Ledger told me there was bingo and even dancing to come. First, I met locals Vera, Pamela and Teresa. They were outside in the rain asking the new mayor for a new shelter from the rain on a more modest budget than recent buildings in Leinster House.
He's gone into book to get gazebo for 75.
We asked him to get a gazebo here for the over 65 for smoking.
We bring our own cushions.
You're looking for a new smoking shelter. I don't know if the new mayor of Limerick can do that.
He might snuffle with it.
It won't cost to get up in Dublin.
Won't cost as much as that shelter. You'd accept something cheaper.
I thought it was made out of gold when they said what they paid for it.
What about the directly elected mayor of Limerick? Is he worth the money? Is he good value for it?
No, yes. He's only gone in. We have to wait and see. Will you do us any favours?
Linda, I don't think anyone expected the new directly elected mayor of Limerick to be calling out the bingo numbers at St Munchan's Community Centre today. Is this a regular occurrence?
It is. Anybody who comes in here, there's no hierarchy, so you have to do whatever you have to do.
I'm looking for some 13.
Does the new role, the directly elected mayor, make a difference? Do you know yet, or are you hoping?
I'm involved for over 20 years and I'm really hoping it'll make a difference. So much needs to be changed in community development. A lot of glossy documents, but it's about seeing things on the ground that can be done for very little money. So by having John come in and experience it himself, he has to come back and answer the people. He can't get away with it.
What does everybody make of the directly elected mayor of Limerick calling the bingo numbers, I wonder?
It could speak a bit louder. We all have hearing problems.
He has a lot to learn, so yes, in the job.
Yes.
Marie, involved in politics yourself?
Yeah, I've been a member of Sinn Féin since I was 17.
You're Morris's mother.
Yes,
Sinn Féin TD, Morris Quinlevin's mother. He ran for the mayor of Limerick too.
Yeah.
Do you think having a directly elected mayor, this will make a difference for Limerick?
Well, it should. If it works as the policy was laid out, and if he has the ear of the ministers.
What would you like to see change in Limerick, so?
Well, I would like to see the city centre come alive. The change of Connell Street, it is lovely, but all the shops left.
Yeah. You're all agreed. What do you want to see change in Limerick?
Houses, loads of houses.
We want affordable houses, not houses that you're told are affordable and they're 400 and something thousand.
More to be done with the drug situation, which is all over, which is very serious at the moment, and we need help, serious help at the moment.
He'll need to do more so than deliver the bingo prizes.
I'll tell him, yes, he has to, yes.
The Dancing Queen, 17.
There you go. Sounds like great crack for the seniors club in St Munchan's Community Centre, John. But they raised some serious issues for the mayor of Limerick, or Vera Limney as well.
That's for sure, Cormac. And before he went on to meetings with the Land Development Agency, a school open evening and a football charity event in Moyross, I asked John Moran what he can do about these issues, including calls I heard from many people there for safer streets and a more visible Garda presence. It's an issue he says that's coming up at council meetings, and he said recently he's been told the people of Limerick City and County are already seeing changes for the better based on some of his actions.
People out in Capramore, Kilmallock are saying that they feel the city feels a bit safer now. There's a kind of a calling power the mayor has to bring people together. And so the guards have come together with some of the local retailers. We focused on just having more guards walking around.
And you met with them, or how did this work?
Oh, yeah, no, I meet now with the guards in Henry Street on a monthly basis. And we've met actually more frequently than that. These little changes are making a difference.
The role has been described before as maybe a minister for Limerick, a minister for the Midwest. Maybe looking at the rest of the country as a counterbalance to Dublin. What kind of reaction are you getting to that?
I think what we're finding is that there's a growing understanding of the need for a balanced development. And there's a growing understanding now of the fact that this minister for Limerick, in inverted commas, as the mayor, can use the what's almost essentially a sub-cabinet for Limerick, when we meet all the ministers twice a year, drive that to get proper infrastructure, proper housing and all the proper investment going. And look, you know, my ambition is that people in Dublin start coming down to Shannon Airport to fly rather than people in Limerick having to go to Dublin. And it's all of that debate we've got to have. And now there's a sort of a structure around which we can have those debates properly.
As we said, there's 5 years to go for this Mayor of Limerick role. You're 100 days coming up. But as you mentioned, the big one for you is your budget submission. Will that be the real test of your power so far?
I mean, it's not like I expect Jack Chambers and Pascal to come down with a big, you know, bag of money for Limerick. But
what are you asking them for specifically?
I'm hoping to see a change of direction so that places outside Dublin are treated as fairly as Dublin. We don't make the assumption that we should be spending twice as much per person in Dublin in infrastructure as we are in the other cities. So even just getting parity on things like that and using the resources that they now have in government. I mean, we've got the Apple money, we've got these very large budget surpluses that I would have only dreamed of when I was at the Department of Finance. You don't need to spend it straight away, but you make the commitment that it's available as we move to cities like Cork and Limerick and Galway and Waterford and get ourselves together. But if we know the money is available to us, then we can build the train systems, then we can build the housing, put in the water infrastructure that we need. If the government is signalling that they're serious about regional balanced development, that'll be a job well done for the first year. And then we have 5 years to figure out how to spend and develop the right projects.
Are you confident?
I think people are listening. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm saying I'm confident.
There you go. John Moran, the new mayor of Limerick, ending John Cook's report. What do you make of the first 100 days of John Moran in office as mayor of Limerick? 51551.